Hello, all. Welcome back to Couples Chat. I'm your host, Darius Austin.
And I'm your other host, Joanne Austin.
Today, we got another good one for y'all. I don't know whether to label it as light or heavy, but we're going to get into superhero syndrome. So what that means is often in relationships, we notice that one of the partners feel like they're taking on a lot, whether it's they want to do it themselves or they feel like they have to because the other partner not doing shit. that's what superhero syndrome is. So we're just going to talk a lot about that, you know, how to fight it, how to communicate that. But just to get right into it, superhero syndrome, I feel like I used to suffer with superhero syndrome. I feel like it was self-induced. I guess you could just say that it was just a lack of me speaking up, feeling like I didn't want to put too much on my wife. So I was like, well, I'm going to do it. And then in result, I feel like for me, you just start to get mad and then you take that out on your partner, and it's not fair because your partner don't even know what the fuck is going on. So it's like your partner looking at you like, how are you going to chastise me for something that you didn't even communicate? Or oftentimes you find yourself, well, I haven't had to find myself in a situation, but you feel like you have to do it because your partner is not going to do it. And in that instance, that's when, you know, there's a communication issue. So you pretty much need to sit down with your partner and figure that shit out.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off that because you mentioned that you feel like your superhero syndrome is self-induced. And I want to talk about the different types of superhero syndrome, because I feel like sometimes it's self-induced, meaning you're taking this on because you feel like your partner won't do it or you're putting the pressure on yourself. But then sometimes superhero syndrome is forced upon you. Like, you literally do have to do everything because your partner is just not doing it, and you don't have any support system. Like, if you don't make shit shake, ain't shit gonna shake, okay? So it's very different. Both of them are different, but it's important to understand them, because a lot of times people put undue stress on themselves. They put themselves in this superhero syndrome space. Or sometimes they have to be forced to do it because they just have no hope and they're alone. So it's kind of understanding what version of that you're in, because whatever is bringing on the superhero syndrome, it's going to cause something different, a different way of fixing it. So, because I feel like with Darius, I also had it self-induced. I don't think I had to do things alone, and it was self-induced. Well, let me put it this way. Earlier in my life, it was forced upon me. I did have to do everything by myself. And that took a lot of work for me to realize, because that was like some type of shadow work I had to do, because for a lot of my childhood and a lot of my adolescence, I was in like this survival mode. Although I come from a large family, it was oftentimes where I didn't have the support that I needed. So I really had to do everything. And because I stayed in that space for so long, even when I was able to get out of that space, my mind was stuck there. So then it became forced upon me. It went from being forced upon me to me bringing it upon myself, because that was just my normal. That was just the place that I was stuck in. So it took me, it was just recently where I got, where I had gotten out of this superhero syndrome. And when I say recently, we had been married for a few years. And it was because I had to finally realize, like, you have help. You have great help. You can take a step back. You don't have to do everything. But for so long, I was doing everything. I felt like that was just normal. It was just normal to do everything. It was normal to not ask for help. It was normal to feel like the weight of the world was on your shoulders, or the weight of the relationship. And that's like, you get burnt out. You get overworked. You get overexerted. So superhero syndrome is nothing to be played with, because although you feel like you're doing a great job because everybody wants to be the superhero. Everybody wants to, you know, be looked to as somebody that's that esteemed, because superheroes are always a good guy. But it can really be like such a detriment to you.
And I mean, too, like with self-induced superhero syndrome, it could also be because a lot of people want control of the situation. Like, for example, let's just say I'm about to put some shit up on the wall, and then you're like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And that's just because in the back of your mind, you feel like you're not going to do it the way that I do it. That's also superhero syndrome. Because now you're pretty much taking over everything. You're not even giving your partner space to even do anything. To try it. Because you can very well, you can have your partner do something for you, and it may not be the way that you want it done, but there's a way to communicate that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sitting with people in the back.
You can have your partner do something for you, and it may not even be the way that you would have done it, but you can communicate that, or you just have to take a step back and accept that. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it's like, everything doesn't have to be
your way.
Your way.
Oh, that is something I battled. Darius literally said that to me those exact words many times, and it took me a while to get it. Everything doesn't have to be your way, but it can come from a place where I did everything. I was used to everything being my way because I did it. So that just was what made sense. If it wasn't my way, then it was wrong. And I had to get out of that mindset, because you can do multiple things in multiple different ways. You can, you know, attack a problem from multiple different angles and still get to a solution. And right. I had to step back and feel like, just because it's not my way don't mean it's the wrong way. Mm. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes Darius does those things, or he has a way, and I just feel like he is working backwards. And my way will be better, but I don't say nothing, because the job gonna get done. Right. If you wanna exert that much energy, if that's what makes sense in your mind, then you do that. Because all our minds work differently.
Right, yeah.
Like, that may be the easiest way for you, or maybe it just may be because I know something that you don't.
Right, I mean, but
you never, like, you don't really know what the cause could be.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't hesitate in sharing that with me too, and it doesn't come from a place of where it feels controlling. It feels like you're really trying to help me out with
this. No, situation. Because if I really like, for if I know something you don't, so if I really know there's a shortcut or easier way, I'm like, well, you know, you can do it this way. You know what I mean? Like, right. How about trying it this way? And even you're going to accept it or you're not. And if you don't accept it, I'm like, all right, I try. If you again, I had to deal with the fact that as long as it gets done, there's so many other shit to worry about. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to be hounding him because I started to get into my soft girl era. My soft woman era. I'm sorry, let me correct that. And in the soft woman era, you don't got time to worry about that. Like, I'm not going to be mad because I asked you to do something and you did it a different way. Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay. Even if it's not done to my standard, mm-hmm. it's done good enough that I can move on to the next thing. Because I'm not stressing over nothing.
Right.
Like,
too much other shit to worry about.
Too much other shit to worry about. Like, I don't need to be nobody's superhero no more. I barely want to be the fucking sidekick because they still got responsibilities. I don't want to do that shit. I want to just kick my feet up and relax. I'm big on hire to help, boo. I'm here for ease and convenience. I don't want to work hard no more. I had to do enough of that. I live so much in the toil, in the toiling state. Is it called toil? Tailing. When you till the land? What you toil? Do you toil the land or you till the land?
You toil it.
You toil it?
Toilet.
It's not till. Till is a color.
Fuck it.
Nevertheless, right. I was working so hard in the fields, working the motherfucking grounds with that rake and laying them seeds. I don't want to work no more. No. Where is my peach tree that I can lay up under? Where do I get to? I'm ready to relax, okay? If you are still in superhero syndrome mode and you are still feeling like you have to do everything in your life, in your relationship, mm-hmm. I urge you to step into a soft era.
Well, that too, or like, just figure out how you can communicate it. And going into that is just pretty much asking for support. Mm-hmm. I feel like I struggle with that shit. Mm. Like, I struggle with
asking. Like, it's asking, bad right? to ask for help. Yeah, like, you are less than because you need help.
Exactly. I struggle with that. And that was for me a flaw of mine, because I'm like, Darius, why the fuck you ain't just ask for help? First of all, you taking too much time and energy to put into it. You can just cut that shit in half. But I think for me, and I'm going to speak on behalf of some men, not all, one thing that we can do and helping women with superhero syndrome is just being aware of, like, cues. Mm. So, and what I mean by that is, like, body language and pretty much not having her speak on it, but you can see it and then stepping in and intervening.
Like, doing things without having to be asked. I think a lot of people are in superhero syndrome. They feel like they have to do everything because if you already don't want to ask somebody for help, or you already feel like you want to take it on by yourself, you're not going to reach out and say, I'm drowning. Mm-hmm. I can't do all of this.
Yeah.
I am tired. Yeah. I have not rest. Like, it's up to me to make sure the house is taken care of, the kids are taken care of, and I still need to make sure I'm taking care of you.
Right.
They're not going to ask for help. But if you can see that the signs or the cues, as Darius was mentioning, that your partner is starting to drown, you can step in and give them that buoy and be that lifeguard and just notice, like, are they starting to look more tired? Mm-hmm. Are they going to bed early? Are they doing half-assed jobs where they used to do something great? Like,
because I think
everyone's different.
Because I think, like, and I'm hearing this from men. It's like, well, you know, we do all the things, and or I do a lot, but she don't have time to even please me sexually. And
but what do they mean by I do a lot?
And that, but I'm gonna take that because I'm like, all right, even if you say you do a lot, right? Because I just had a conversation with somebody that I know not too long ago, and I was just like, okay, you feel like you're doing a lot in what area? And then I'll take that, and they'll be like, well, like, financially. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, men can provide
more than finances.
Other areas than finances. Like,
that's mental, another physical, sexual, another right. day. Like, it's the, we have to deconstruct the notion that men are only bacon or breadwinners. We have to deconstruct the notion that as long as a man can keep a roof over your head, he is He's doing a phenomenal right. job. Exactly. That is the tip of the motherfucking iceberg.
And I think that's one of the issues is, like, where men feel like they're in superhero syndrome, but they're not actually.
But you're doing one damn thing.
Because they're like, well, I washed the clothes and she ain't saying nothing about it. And I'm like, that's like you praising your kid because they washed the motherfucking dishes.
You praising your kid because
they came home with good grades.
Nah, you better praise the kid with good grades. Yes. Them to keep doing that.
But I guess they, like,
you're doing what needs to be done. Like, right. okay, I think I heard it somewhere, but people are wanting praise. They want steak level rewards. They want steak level rewards for hamburger helper level effort.
Right.
There are two completely different things. And just because you did something that you didn't normally do or that you don't normally do, doesn't mean your partner should throw a parade and should smile with glee.
And I'm not,
because that's out of the 10, they probably doing so much other shit. Yeah. They didn't even notice that you fucking did that.
But exactly. So I think for some men, and I keep saying some men because I don't want to put all the men into categories. But I want to speak on some men because I used to struggle with that. Like, I'm like, damn, I washed the dishes, did all the things, and da-da-da-da. But then I was like, okay, well, let me step back and see what the fuck Joanne is doing.
Right. And you shouldn't because, be doing it for praise.
Exactly. Because it's like, yeah, you've done all the things, but what else needs to be done?
Right.
And that's where you get that praise. Like, I come in the house out of work and I take care of the kids for bed. Why? Because I want to do that because I know the shit that Joanne had to do
shift.
Throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot. Yes. I'm tired and all the things, but I had to reiterate to this man that I was talking to that sometimes you got to put your shit in the back burner because your spouse is in need. Mm-hmm. And again, you feeling like, yes, the weight is on the world, the weight of the world is on your shoulders. That's when you need to communicate that shit to your partner and be like, look, I understand this needs to get done, but I'm tired because of A, B, and C. And then y'all work that shit right. out. Don't just be like, man, I've been feeling like I'm doing everything, so I'm just going to walk around with an ugly face and expect my partner to just know. Like, men, look at your wife when she come in the house, girlfriend, spouse, whatever. Look at them when they come in the house. What does that look like? Do they look tired? Okay, well, if you're looking tired, let me figure out what I can make to do to make your day easier. If you're not a cooker, motherfucker, order some food to the house. That's just one less cognitive thing that your girl has to do, or wife, whatever the case may be, while trying to do every other thing, especially when you got kids. That's just an added level of, yes, beauty and love, but stress too, because right. you gotta figure out what the fuck they gonna eat and all the things and how they gonna get ready and shower and all of that.
And it's like too, like, you should not be comparing your load to your partner's load,
right?
Because a lot of people say I do a lot, I think they say that in a sense of you are diminishing your partner's load, like you do more than them.
Yeah.
And you both can both be doing a lot, because it takes a fucking lot to run a house. It takes a lot to have a successful marriage. It takes a lot to raise kids.
Say it again.
If y'all both not doing a lot, then somebody ain't doing something right. You both should be doing a lot all the motherfucking time.
Yeah.
But the lots look different. It's kind of like, say, for example, you were supersetting a workout.
Mm-hmm.
You can overload your legs, and then the rest of your legs work your arms.
Right.
Both parts are doing a lot. You don't just stop because one part is tired. Right. So for example, like Derek said, if I had the kids all day, and then he comes home to help, I'm overloaded because I did a lot with the kids. He may be overloaded in a different realm because he did work, but he is not overloaded in the realm of the kids. So he has more patience with them. Exactly. He has more time with them. So he'll just take over. Although he's tired kind of like in a different way. He's tired from something else. So yeah. I've reached my capacity in one place, so then he'll go. So you can even like switch off. Like if you get tired of doing one thing because it's too much, then have your partner tackle that and then you take something off their plate. But I say all this to say, you both should be doing a lot. Like saying I do a lot is not a cop out. Saying I do a lot is not an excuse. Saying I do a lot ain't gonna help nothing.
Right.
It's a lot of fucking work. Right. Both of y'all need to be doing a lot all the time or the shit ain't gonna get done.
But see, and that just segues way into the next talking point is, what is the team dynamic, if there is any? Because what you just pretty much explained was the team dynamic that we have. Mm-hmm. It's just, we don't have to come in here and be like, babe, I'm tired of the kids. Can you put them to bed and showers? Nah, I just already know what her day looked like. Because I've had the kids by myself and I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know what that, it is a lot.
The
so it's like, now y'all had to sit down and be like, okay, we are a team. So it's like, boom, I know, prime example, Joanne hate doing fucking laundry. I hate laundry a week. However, I don't mind doing laundry because it's not a stressful thing for me to do.
And if he takes that on, I'll take on something else.
Joanne know I don't like a dirty ass kitchen. So she be like, fuck it, I'm going to clean the kitchen or I'm going to do something else.
And it's I don't like cleaning the kitchen a lot. So I have a housekeeper that comes once a
week. Right, exactly.
So we got to take the mode. Okay, you figure out how you make it work.
Yeah.
If you can't afford a housekeeper once a week, okay, move your finances around. Maybe once every 2 weeks. Maybe once a week. But you do what works for you. Like,
because it blows my mind when I hear people say, or some men say, or even women, whoever the fuck say it, but I'm hearing it more from men, so I'm gonna be honest. Well, you ain't asked me to, so what
you ain't asked me to.
I think, okay, and I'm not trying to provide an excuse, I'm just gonna speak from it from experience.
Okay.
Because I feel like in living with my mom, right? Lord have mercy.
We love you, mom.
We love you. I feel like she had to ask me to do a lot of shit, and then it got to a point where I was like, well, she ain't gonna ask me, ain't gonna do it. But then I was just like, it's just more stressful for me, so I'm just gonna fucking do it. And I think we had a discussion about this the other day, is where, like,
but that's the superhero syndrome. Going back, hold your thought.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna ask for help. They're gonna keep doing that shit, so you don't have to rely on them asking. You need to be able to step in and help. If you see a need, if you see a void, if you see some stress, help without asking. Like, why do you gotta be asked when you're in a partnership, when you see the problem?
Right. It's like, right. You see the shit. Because
right. If you see the shit, you're going to stop not stepping it because somebody didn't ask you to. No, nigga, you're not going to step in it. But I'm sorry. Do you remember your thought?
I do. Pretty much, I remember we were eating a motherfucking bro bag at our favorite spot.
That bro bags. I'll get how bad we get. I'm going to find me some time and some money to go get me a bro bag with magic sea sauce. Medium spice.
I was like, babe, so we don't have this issue, but if you ask me to do something and I don't do it at that moment, but I get around to it in like a day or two, would you be upset? And John was like, nah, like, at least you got that shit done. At least you're not having to sit there, you know what I'm saying, for 3, 4, 5 weeks. And I'm like, okay. Because I had saw a post where a man was like, well, you know, my wife asked me to do something. I don't do it at that moment, but she get upset. I feel like she just trying to be my mom because she want me to do it when she want me to do it. So it's a problem, me not doing it when you want to get done, or me just not doing it. And then in my mind, I'm like, well, first of all, she shouldn't have to ask you to take out the motherfucking trash.
Period. I think that's what the post was about specifically.
And I was like, two, you need to, that's something that's wrong with you as a man, because now you have already developed a cycle where you've done this for so long that she knows it's not going to get done at all. Joanne knows if she asks me to do something, it may not be done at that moment. It may have been. Or it may take me some time, but she knows she ain't got to recheck in with me. Now, I may forget, and she will have to represent it, but it's never in a case where it's like, all right, nigga, like, I'm tired of seeing the shit. Can you do it?
And in instances where you do forget, it's not so often that now I'm getting frustrated.
Right.
I think for somebody that's in superhero syndrome, it already takes a lot for them to ask. If they ask, because a lot of times they don't. Right. But if they really do have the wherewithal and the strength to ask, and you still don't do that shit, that's when they're now becoming in that forced.
Yeah.
They're in that forced superhero syndrome because it's not getting done unless they do it.
Yeah.
And that shit is hella stressful because it's like, I think sometimes men, or it could be women, if you're the person that's being asked to do something, they get the lip service and say yes because they want to get that person off their back really quickly. They say yes because they're like, okay, cool. But the issue comes when you don't do it. And because even if say you're doing something, you could say, yes, I'll do it then. Yes, once I'm done this, I'll get to it. Like, I feel like with women, it's a lot better if I at least get a time frame because I know what I can hold you to. Because after that, I'll be like, okay, babe, did you remember? You know what I mean? And I'm coming back. It's not that I'm nagging. It's just that we need help.
But I think that's a problem. Like you said it. Some men see that as nagging. I don't know if that's because, and I think that could possibly stem from childhood trauma, because now your wife's nagging, your girlfriend's nagging, your spouse is nagging to that of being your mother.
Them, you know, that generation, we millennials, so their mamas, they nag you better than I have them ask twice.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think that's what attributes to that. And then that goes back to left untreated. That's high stress, lack of communication, and burnout. Burnout in relationship is real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think some men lack.
And that's why they want to end their relationships.
Yes, and that's why some men say, well, I'm not being sexually pleased because she don't have the energy. She's burnt. But you have to think to yourself, what the fuck else does she have to put her energy to? And I'm like, even if, you know what I'm saying, at least try. Don't just be expecting you come in the house, you drop the drawers, you suck your dick. That's not gonna happen. You need to set the motherfucking mood. You feel me? Like, set the mood. Caress her a little bit. And if she don't feel like being touched, that's a perfect opportunity for what's going on.
You know how to set the mood? Get her out of superhero syndrome. Because if she can get away from superhero syndrome and step into a soft girl era, she will have a lot more energy to do sexual things. You know how to set the mood? Take 3 to 5 things off her motherfucking plate. Right. And when she really realizes that she has less of a load, now it's like, oh, okay. And not one thing. Don't just do a load of laundry or clean the kitchen one time. I said take 3 to 5 things off her load.
And be consistent with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't just do it because I'm like, all right, this week everybody wants something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to let the load by doing that.
And again, we keep saying her and making it seem like it's the woman that are suffering from the superhero syndrome and the men. But it can very well be flopped. It can be,
for sure.
It can be switched. But oftentimes, this is how you see it. And superhero syndrome is real for women specifically because a lot of the household duties, a lot of the relationship responsibilities just naturally fall to a woman. A lot of the parental duties just naturally fall to a woman.
Right.
And on top of all of this, she might still have to go to work every day because nowadays we are not in the age of stay-at-home moms. So though a man's like, oh yeah, I'm going to work and I'm making money, I don't think that's a valuable excuse if your wife also going to work.
Right.
Okay? Like, right. We not in the days anymore.
I get that.
So it's like superhero syndrome can be forced upon you. It can be something that you're creating on your own. Mm-hmm. But either way, at the end of the day, the person needs help.
For sure.
Either they're not getting it or they're too scared to ask for it, but you just need help. Like, if you're willing to help your partner selflessly, you're not helping for praise. You're not helping for sex.
The beauty.
You're not helping. Like, you're doing it just because it's what's best for your marriage. It's what's best for your relationship. It's what's best for your home. It's what's best for your children. Like, again, if y'all both not doing a lot, something's wrong.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like even without superhero syndrome, you're going to experience some burnout, especially with kids, because it's just a lot. And like you know what I'm saying, it's a lot in general. Like, you got to cook, you got to clean, you got to attend to the kids, you got to attend to yourself, you got to attend to the house, you got to attend to your spouse. That's a lot for both people in marriages, but you work it out and you talk about it. And I think the pressure of superhero syndrome, what that looks like, you can low-key fall into depression.
Mm-hmm.
And depression looks different for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can smile in the mirror and still be depressed. A lot of people think depression is sitting in a room alone crying on my fucking day. No, you can go out and be social and still be fucking depressed. So I think the pressure superhero syndrome, what that looks like, is low energy. And you know what low energy looks like. If you know you coming into the house and your spouse coming into the house and they looking like they had a long day, instead of course, sit down and talk about it. Rub their motherfucking feet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or
and that helps with intimacy.
Give the kids a bath. And put them to bed so they ain't got to worry about it. Present them with a glass of wine after they lay down. And again, when the feet rub, that can lead to other things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just superhero syndrome looks different to everybody else. And you got to, again, go back to that body language and the cues. Because I think a lot of women don't ask for help because, one, they wait to a point where they're already frustrated, so they're scared to say something because if they do, it's going to come out wrong. Right. Same thing for men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We feel like, nah, I ain't going to go because I'm the man, my ego. You can put that shit to the side, bro. Like, that ego versus identity, that's some fruity and shit. I'll get into that later. But you got to let that ego go, because if not, then that just going to become a problem. So if you see that you are flustered or your spouse is flustered, try to help them out, and they're going to see that. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to overlook and be like, oh, nah, you want help, because it takes too much energy to do that anyway. So just try to step in and see what that looks like.
No, because some people do that. Oh, it's like they'll come at you for help, like, are you really going to help? Or like, now you want to help after all this time? You want to do, like, if you're going to start nagging like that, please don't shoot a gift horse in the mouth. If they're going to come for help, let them help, and don't chastise the help. You can come to them in a proper way if something wasn't done properly. Not done the way you want it done.
Say it again.
But done properly. Mm-hmm. If the end result was not right, then you can address it. Not that it just wasn't what you wanted to do. But I wanted to circle back to something you had mentioned earlier. And you were saying, although each person does a lot, each person has to do a lot, each person is going to at some time experience that burnout.
For sure.
So when you get to that burnout place, what can you do to ease the burnout, to kind of recharge. And I specifically want to think about things you can do with your spouse, because if both are doing a lot, both at some point will reach this burnout, but you don't want the burnout to get to the point where it starts to have a strain on the relationship, or starts to bring on that depression. What are some things they can do? I know date nights are really, really great for some people, but I mean, in this economy, inflation is a bitch.
No, really.
You know, like, I'm gonna be spending all that money on date night.
That's a great question. It's given like write a treatment plan for a couple, but that's when you sit down and you have to ask yourself, what things can I do to not like experience burnout for myself? So like for me, I work out 3 times a week. That is also for my physical health, but it also helped me mentally, because I'm too motherfucking tired to be thinking about any other thing. Mm-hmm. As far as like spouse shit, you can go to the Giant, buy a $10 bottle of wine, go outside and sit in the motherfucking greenery and just drink and just be merry and just chill out and talk. I think to answer that question is go into a different setting that you haven't been before, i.e. the house. Don't sit in the house, watch movies, and cuddle up. That is great. However, it's like if you're in a house all day or a lot, you're not really changing that scenery. Go outside. Even if you've been to a park that you've been to before, just get out of the house, because I feel like in the house, that's where all the thoughts and shit come into play. So I think the first thing is to establish, one, what can we do as far as like budget? So if we know we're not balling, you know what I'm saying, this week or this month, grab a little $10 bottle of wine, some meats and cheeses. It ain't got to be extensive. And that's the thing too. You don't have to be very
elaborate. It's about the intention. Right? It's about just taking time together to get away from all of the things that are a lot.
Go to a
and spending time together.
A little happy hour. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got motherfucking happy hours. And you ain't got to just a little
pendulum. A nice place that has good trails. Darius and I like to go on walks, so like light hikes. I ain't trying to tell nobody to start all strong, because when your legs start shaking, been there. But just find a nice park that you like. Find somewhere that has trails that you like. There are a lot of things that you can do to just spend time together. Yeah. They get you away from those day-to-day, because like to your point, it gets you out of the house, it gets you away from the day-to-day, but you can just spend time together. You don't have to pay money to spend time together.
Right.
Yes, you can, but you don't have to. And if the intention is clear that we are doing this to reset, we are doing this because in those moments, that's where you say, I am thankful for all that you've done.
Exactly.
You don't have to say thank you after they did every single little thing, but I see the work that you're putting in. I understand that this is hard, and I'm thankful that you continue to work towards it. And just when you have that level of acceptance and people can see, I understand that you are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like you are the gratitude for what each person is doing. Mm-hmm. That helps you to grow closer.
Right.
And then you can also start talking about, okay, you know what? This XYZ is what I'm doing that I just really can't do no more. Like, can we find something to work? Can we do something? And that's when you can have those conversations to release that burnout. You can try to restructure what's on each of your plates.
Because your uncle, in fact, told us something that sticks with me is everything works until it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, so we all have our routines. Some things, it may need to be changed, so you got to revisit that conversation. But I think
you gotta have the conversation.
What happens is too. So let's just say, so we don't have a village of people that can just watch our kids, right? Because of due to distance or all the things, whatever the case may be. So I want to speak to those that have kids that can't say, oh, well, I can't get away from the kids. That's cool. Take their ass to a park, and while they running around, you and your spouse can spend that time together. Like, it doesn't always.
But keep your eyes on your kids.
Keep your eyes on your kids, but don't. I don't want it to make it seem like, well, you know, we always have the kids. Or that's another thing too. You need to see what structure looks like in your home, because our kids in bed by 8 o'clock. So that leaves us time to decompress and do things like this. Mm-hmm. So you need to also figure out within your schedule, where can we spend some alone time? And I think what helps too is throughout the day or throughout the process of everyday life, speak to your person's love language. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about the 5 love languages and all of that. So like for me, if it's physical touch, I ain't saying that we need to have sex all the time, but you know what I'm saying? When you walk past me, rub the back of my neck, you know what I'm saying? Smack a little ass cheek or something. Like,
yeah, grab the neck and just say, thank you, I appreciate you, with a soft kiss.
Exactly.
That lingers.
Way.
You know that lingers.
Because now you feel seen, you feel good, you're like, oh shit, you've been recognized. And then you might get spiced up, you're like, girl, I see you tonight, but these motherfuckers is the bed, okay? So it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta be mindful of that. And one thing that we also
because he be doing that on the side, giving me a little side eye. I know when he come with the glass with the bottle up in hand, I'm like, oh, you trying to get me wind up.
It's ready. It's ready.
You just bring me a glass. You bought the refill.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We ain't got to leave the room no more. The kid's knocked out.
Give me one.
And, you know, lastly, how to address if you feel like you have to be, you know, forced upon of that superhero syndrome. First, the first thing you need to do is sit down with yourself and see where you are emotionally. Emotional check to see if you are in the predicament to even bring the conversation up. Mm-hmm. Because by this time, if you're already burnt out,
if you're already in emotion, yeah,
you're already on cloud 25.
Yeah, and you don't want it to come off wrong, because then that's going to have a whole nother problem. But and once you get into that space, the second thing I think you need to do is analyze all that you are doing, mm-hmm. and realistically point out some things that you want to delegate, some things that you really need to get off that plate. It might just be the things you hate doing the most, mm-hmm. or it could be the things you do the most of.
And watch how you present that. Like, don't be like, well, you need, I would appreciate if you did this because
I'm right. doing this. It would help me a lot.
Exactly.
If you did this, or if you did that. Mm-hmm. Like, I see that you are doing a lot. I understand that. But I would appreciate it if you can assist me with these things also.
Solve. Your partner can't get mad at soft responses or soft presentation.
And if you have a partner that's giving you that lip service and it just keeps saying yes, 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 and not doing anything, that's another situation that needs to be addressed in itself. That may be very well where you need to go back and listen to these last three episodes and do some conflict, because if somebody keeps telling me they're going to do something and they don't, we're going to have a conflict. I'm going right. to get mad. That's an issue.
And if none of this is working, I'm going to be totally honest with you, as a motherfucker that's in mental health, then you need to both see
therapist.
Counseling, okay? Because now it's bigger than just us trying to settle this. Now we need to seek a professional.
Right. Why? That knows why do you shit. Continue to not do exactly. things when I ask? Because why do you continue to tell me you're going to do something exactly. and not do it? Why do you feel like it's my job to do all these things, but you don't have to do something? Exactly. There's probably something in the core and innate in you that yeah. could have been an experience, that yeah. could have been trauma, that could have been yeah. a way of thinking, yeah. a core belief that you need to dismantle, but it's something that's blocking. There's some type of blockade there, and if you can't get through it with your spouse, to Darius's point, sometimes you do need to seek a professional. I mean, we might say that in every single episode, because we support counseling 100%. Mental health is super
real. I'm an advocate for mental health. I mean, that's just what it is. Mental health is real. I think, of course, the world knows 2020 COVID have definitely shook us a little bit, so we understand. But I will always advocate for mental health. Go to counseling, seek counseling. It's not a bad thing. You don't have to be fucking crazy to seek counseling as mm-mm. a person that has been to counseling himself.
And that performs counseling services for others.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be crazy. There's so much shit going on here in this world.
Superhero syndrome is enough to put you on a couch.
No, but for real. Because it stems from something. Something is causing you to feel like, I have to do everything.
It's all on me. The weight of the world, the weight of my relationship. If I don't do it, it's not going to get done. I'm the only one that can do it. I'm the only one that knows how to do it. Exactly. And in a relationship, it is not about I. So if you get to say I that many times in a situation, there's an issue. Where is the we? Where is the team? So are you suffering from superhero syndrome? Do you have superhero syndrome that is self-induced? You feel like you must do everything? Or do you have superhero syndrome that is forced upon you? You truly have no help and you must do everything. No matter which way it turns, no matter what it looks like, superhero syndrome is something that should be addressed. So although it sounds like it's something good, or that everybody wants to be seen as a superhero, it can be your kryptonite.
Yeah.
It can really be your downfall. And don't feel the need to do everything. If you're in a relationship, by definition, you're in a partnership. You're in a union. So there is no reason you should be doing everything alone.
Exactly.
Seek help.
Yeah.
Ask directly. And when asked, follow through.
For your spouse, stop.
Follow through. Smoke.
Don't tell them you're going to do it and not do it, because then that creates a whole another
right. issue
that you're going to work through.
Don't seek praise. Don't be doing it for praise. Don't be doing it for sex. Do it because it's what's best for you
and all of that will your relationship. All of that will come.
Yeah.
So we hope that y'all, of course, gather something from this, and if you all are still listening, we appreciate it.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing you next week, or we look forward to you hearing us next week. Have a good one, guys. Peace.